Welcome to AI Chatbot Success, the podcast that keeps it real, takes you to the front lines, where we're building AI chatbots that go way beyond chatting into pushing the limits with tech stack integrations. My name is Scott Hankins. I'll be your host, and thank you for joining us. All right, so let's jump into this. I'm seeing something that still is just a little hard to believe. So if you've ever had to use software that's been rolled out by a company, then you'll feel my pain here. So regardless if you're the end user or work in the IT department or L&D department, or you're even the SaaS platform company yourself, then you've lived in this world, you'll get the pain, and hopefully you'll have your eyes opened by how simple this pain is to fix. So my wife works for a pretty large medical company. I think that they have about 4,000 employees, perhaps, and they're a great company, but it's a large organization. When they roll things out, it's quite the production, as you can imagine. So in this case, they're rolling out software, and it's amazing to watch the process. You know, it's the standard process where they go through and they write up training materials for it, and then they have power users and train the trainer, and then they do trainings for other people, and then they roll it out, and nobody really watches the trainings, and a few do. And nobody really knows how to use the software, and then you have people either putting in tech support tickets or asking the power users, and it's amazing to watch the process that they're going through, especially when you have some employees that, like all companies do, that, you know, they're just not into technology. They're not into using the technology, leveraging it, and so forth. And so it becomes a real problem when they don't know how to do some simple tasks, and then they have to continually reach out. So a ton of waste here. We all know it. That's why we dread it, those of us who are in the industry. And as I'm watching this, I just can't believe, you know, that not this company, but many companies aren't leveraging some of the chatbot technology that has been out there for quite a while. So, for example, they could have a post-implementation chatbot that is already trained on all of the training materials that's available and would be like the perfect train the trainer. And all that time that they spent training the trainers and training power users and so forth, instead, they could take just a fraction of that time and they could train the chatbot to become an expert. And then take just a fraction of those resources and have them watch the results of the chatbot and can instantly improve any answer that is less than great. And so then when somebody's using this new software, all they have to do is they just chat with the chatbot and say, hey, how do I print this? Or how do I enter that? And then the chatbot won't give them like search engine results that they got to go read through. It'll just tell them, step one, do this. Step two, do that. And then when you have these less technology-driven individuals, they can just speak in natural language now, thanks to ChatGPT, thank you. And they speak in natural language and the chatbot answers them in natural language. It's incredible. The amount of time that they could save and the resources that they could save, they just use a fraction of their resources and they'll get a lot more even than what their resources are capable or have time of, I should say, of giving. And then those same resources can then really be there for some of the use cases that might be a little bit more deep or so forth, or to help improve the chatbot answers. But the technology's been there, you know, and obviously it sticks out to me because we're using the technology. It's one of our products. But think about it. There's so much that could be saved and by using a technology like this. And so when I see this, I wonder when will companies pick up on the ROI that they can get out of that and the value, not just for rolling the software out, but for new employees that come on, or maybe somebody that's being cross-trained into a different department, or maybe there's a task or something that somebody only does once a quarter or once a year. there's so many ways that value can be gained from tapping into an expert 24/7, asking the chatbot. And it goes way beyond that. So, for example, here's some of the things that we're building out that are mind-blowing. And I don't share with you, so it's like, oh, buy our bot. No, you can build your own. Your IT department, you can get in there, but here are some of the things that you can build. For example, every time the chatbot answers, you can have a link at the bottom to the help article. So for those who do like to read about it or so forth, they always have that access, or you can print it, share it, whatever you want to do with it. Oh, and here's something really cool that we're doing. So AI topics. So the chatbot can listen and it knows what's being asked, and you can group it into topics. So if there's a lot of questions about one topic, the chatbot knows, groups it into a topic, and you get a report that is like, you know, bubble chart. And the larger bubbles are topics that are talked about more. So if you think about it, you can use that to maybe improve your training materials or even to discover desired features. People are asking, hey, how do I do this? How can I do it? And you can't. All right. So you can use that to like put your roadmap into check. Make sure that you're building out the right features without sending out surveys that only a couple people get back to you, so you never really know what the end user wants or needs. Now you know, right? Another one is like on the chatbot UI. So a support link, but not to IT. No, they got enough to do, to perhaps a power user. So when they've asked the chatbot if there's something that they don't quite get or whatever, they can ask for support from a power user before it reaches the IT level. Another one is incorporating your company's business processes. So for example, like, how do I submit for approval? Okay, well, every company's different. Well, you can teach very easily your chatbot what your company processes are behind the scenes that relate to that software. And so the chatbot can give additional information and has that knowledge. Very helpful. And think about updates, right? So you have a software update. Yes, okay, so you write it up, you put it out, an update. Well, if there's an update, the chatbot is already trained just by your own materials. You can put it in. And now when somebody asks, the chatbot already figures it out and knows the new steps and so forth. So for those who aren't going to read the updates, which is 90% of the population, then you already have it built into the chatbot. And oh, another great one, machine learning, right? So your IT department, you know, they receive tickets. Well, the chatbot can be given access to the responses of the support team and the questions, and therefore does machine learning off of it. And you can just set it free. And in the background, the chatbot uses machine learning to improve its own answers. And it just gets better and better over time. And so another one is natural language processing, right? So I brought that up a minute ago, but if it gives an answer that's too long, let's say it says, okay, here's how you do it. And it just gives this big old answer. And you need something short, just talk to the chatbot because it's natural language processing. So all you have to do is say, can you shorten that and put it into numbered steps for me? Boom, done. Or if you want to understand something better, you can ask it, okay, I see your steps here, but help me understand what this means. And it can talk to you, or maybe you don't know all the terminology. The chatbot does. And so there's that with natural language processing. And then, here's another one. Okay, check this out. You know that technically challenged individual that asks the same question over and over? You all know who that is. All companies have that technically challenged individual that, bless their hearts, they just ask a simple question. They don't know how to do something. They ask it over and over. For example, maybe they say, how do I add a line item to a quote that I just sent off for approval? Because now the quote's locked. They can't do it, right? And you might be sitting there thinking, well, I answered this about, you know, a month ago and a month before that and a month before that. But here's what you do. Okay. You didn't hear this here, but here's what you do. You get in a meeting with them, perhaps Zoom or whatever, and you say, you know, that's a good question. Let's find out. Hold on one second. And you turn and you ask your chatbot, how do I add a line item to the quote that I just sent off for approval? Use their exact words. It doesn't have to be worded right. The AI will figure it out, right? So you just ask exactly what they did, but you ask it to the chatbot, and then they have an awakening, an aha moment. Now, it might take two or three times with them to make that happen. But again, you didn't hear it here, but there's so many things that an AI chatbot offers for software to help end users that if you're not already taking advantage of it, if you're not already leveraging it, then get on it, because there's a ton of ROI that goes way beyond just your typical standard ROI, if you will. So there you go. That's my rant. That's my bit about AI chatbots with software. Hope you got something out of this that you can use, and we'll see you next time. Be sure to subscribe for a summary of the tips provided in this episode, as well as previous episodes. And to get inspiration from our ever-growing list of the latest chatbot capabilities you can use in your organization.